Jen Glaser first learned about opioids from her boyfriend, Larry. They were living together in Columbus and raising their son and working. Larry had a prescription for an old injury and took painkillers like Percocet and Oxycontin.
Then one day, you know, like I wasn't feeling good, had an ear infection. So he's like, just, you know, take them, you know, like it'll help with your ear. And that's when I found love. I completely found love.
Pills became harder to find and expensive. Larry gave her heroin, a drug he'd used before, and told Jen it was basically the same thing.
I snorted it and, again, fell in love all over again. The pills just wasn't enough. Like, heroin was, that was my super drug.
Pretty soon, Jen couldn't get through a shift at her job at Quiznos without a fix. And things at home were even worse. One night, Jen called the cops on Larry for beating her, and in retaliation, he showed police their drugs. The next day, Child Services was at the door.
So I had to sit there and I had to watch them take my baby out of his bed and take him away from me.
That's the moment when Jen's addiction really took hold of her. She lost her job, she and Larry split up, and she was evicted. She turned to the only person who would take her in, her sister, Sherry.
I kind of started staying with her. She was working Parsons.
That's the stretch of several blocks on South Parsons Avenue. It's where young women go to linger at bus stops and on street corners to sell sex. Like many young women out there, Jen needed a way to get that next fix. Jen went with her sister Sherry to a street corner and asked her to show her the ropes.
We stood there. She got in a car. You know, she did her business, came back and showed me the money and told me, you know, this is what you do. This is it's this much for oral. It's this much for all the way. Don't take anything less. If you need me, you know, I'll be right here. I was scared to death, but I was more scared to be sick.
She means sick from heroin withdrawals. Every dollar she made went to heroin, and she slept on the streets or in abandoned houses. Eventually, Jen left the streets to work out of a motel on the interstate. And that's where she met Chris, the man who would become her boyfriend and her pimp.
I had nowhere to go. He told me he would take care of me. And I was like, yeah, you know.
Jen became one of several women who worked for Chris. To prove it, he had her tattooed with his nickname, Devil.
I was in love with him. I thought we were together.
For 3 years, Chris would arrange the dates, Jen would work them, and give him the money. In exchange, he gave her heroin. If she refused to work, he beat her. The day things finally changed, Jen was lying in bed with an abscess on her hip, an infection from injecting drugs. It was so bad, she couldn't walk.
I mean, my leg, like, tripled its size. And even then, you know, my pimp and the drug was telling me I was still doing dates, and I had to make that money.
Her sister Sherry found her. She called their mom, who called their dad, who came to the house where Jen was working.
My dad is not a crier. He is not a very emotional person. But he cried when he seen me.
At the hospital, doctors diagnosed Jen with sepsis and did emergency surgery to save her leg. Afterwards, she moved in with her dad. Jen was now free from Chris and the streets, but she faced jail time for soliciting charges. Jen managed to avoid that by agreeing to join Catch Court. It's a specialized court for survivors of human trafficking that's been implemented across the U.S.
I am so grateful for Catch. Catch saved my life.
For 2 years, she met with a judge and social workers every week. She received trauma-based counseling and addiction treatment. Jen says Catch Court gave her stability and taught her that she had been exploited.
I kind of looked at it as I went willing to an extent. I didn't know what I was getting myself into until it was too late. You know, when I met up with Chris, I went with Chris willingly until it was too late. With my sister, I went with my sister willingly until it was too late. I didn't realize that the drug was controlling me.
This story is all too familiar to advocates against human trafficking. Women are routinely coerced, terrorized, and beaten by their pimps. Now, Jen's angry with the men who paid her for sex.
Because I feel there should be another punishment for them.
The punishment for soliciting a prostitute in Columbus, Ohio, is often a Saturday spent at an anti-human trafficking class and low or no fines.
Like, it's not fair. What makes them any better? They're doing the exact same thing we're doing.
Today, Jen works two jobs and lives on her own. She's been sober for 3 years. She doesn't yet have custody of her son, who's 9, but she sees him often. Jen says one day she'd like to go back to school.
I want to be independent. Eventually, you know, I want to buy a house. I just want a career. I just want to be somebody.
Jen recently got tattoos to cover her scars. A set of angel wings on either hip and a black panther to cover up the tattoos from her pimp. She says she finally feels like her body is hers again. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Esther Honig.